Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yutes, and we're going to talk a little bit about Gehenim today. Specifically, what the Gemara mentions here on Yutes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara darshins based on Psukim in Tehillim, the pasuk of Ovrei Be'emek Habacha, passing in the valley of crying, says the Gemara Habacha Shebochin Moridin. Well, start from the earlier part of the pasuk. Ovrei Elu Bnei Adam Sheovrin Al Ritzono Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ovrei is a lashon of people who sin. Emek Shemamikin Lahem Gehenim, that they will be placed in the depths of Gehenim. Habacha Shebochin Moridin Dmaos Kemaayan Shel Shisim, that we will cry. And the people who sinned will cry in the Olam HaEmes, like the tears as much of the Shisim, which was the big, the area of the tunnel, so to speak, that was under the Mizbeach, where the Nisach HaYayin went. The Gemara talks in Sukkah about David HaMelech when he created the Shisim. Gam brachos yata morish and matzikin aleim as adin va'omrim lefana, people will be matzik the din and say Hashem is correct. Rebona shel Olam yafe danta, yafe zachisa, Yafe chiyavta, yafe tikanta gehenim l'rishoim, ganedin l'tzadikim. They'll be masik v'din, because it'll be the Olam HaEmes, and truth will be seen. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really true, that there will be tzidak hadin at the moment that the rishoim, the chotim, will go to gehenim? V'yama Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, rishoim afilu al pischo shel gehenim, einam chozrin b'tshuva. Rishoyim, even at the doorway of Gehenim, aren't going to do tshuva. Shneimar, based on the pasuk, all the way at the end of Sefer Yeshayo, v'yatzu v'ro b'figri ha'nashim ha'poshim bi, it says, those that are posheya in me, poshim, shepashu lo nomar, ela ha'poshim, doesn't say past tense, that were negligent, but those that are posheya, sheposhim b'hochim la'olam. So how can we say that people, they're going to, the chotim are going to, see Gehenim, and they're going to be mastik the din. It sounds like from this drasha that even at the Pesach of Gehenim, they won't do tshuva. Lo kasha kan b'poshe Yisrael kan b'poshe ovdei kochavim. Maybe the difference is between poshe Yisrael, those who are negligent amongst the Jews, and those who are poshim ovdei kochavim. The poshim of the Jews, they will do tshuva when they see Gehenim. But poshe ovdei kochavim won't do tshuva even at the Pesach of Gehenim, einam chozrim b'tshuva. So the question is, how is this possible? Even at the Pesach of Gehenim, this is known as the Olam HaEmes. So don't they see Emes? Don't the Rishonim see Emes? How could it be that even at the Pesach of Gehenim, they don't do tshuva? So there are various answers given to this question. One is given by the author of the Kli Chemda. Kli Chemda, one of the Achronim, the Malaktim, Al HaTorah. He wrote the Kli Chemda on Achumish. He wrote the Kli Yakar on Nevi'im, he wrote the clay paz on Yeshayahu. So one of the answers that he gives, the clay paz on that pasuk in Yeshayahu, is the last pasuk in Yeshayahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen b'libam koshi oref sheyihiyu poshim v'omdim. Afilu apischa shel gehenim. It's kind of like Hashem hardening their heart. Hashem won't let them do tshuva there. Why? Kidei shelo yichmru rachmei ha'olam. So that the world don't see the torture of these wicked people and think that, oh, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them like this? Sometimes after the war, they find somebody who's committed of war crimes. Everybody's like, no, Rachmanis, because you didn't see what they did. If you saw what they did, Rachman al Islan, now all of a sudden they stopped and they don't seem so bad. So, says the Kli Paz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them, everything they did in their lives was rishus, so he keeps them as rishus so that it looks people won't be kori taga. What do you mean people? It's in the Olam HaEmes. Obviously, the message is for us that the wickedness is still there, clearly, so that we recognize the schar va'onesh and the tziduk hadin. That's one idea. He has another idea, which is also mentioned by Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes in the first volume of Michta Eliyahu on page 51 that there's something called hergel, something called whatever you're used to. We condition ourselves in this world, and whatever type of person we become, that's what we're going to be forever. That's the type of personality we're going to have for eternity. And therefore, it's our job in this world, obviously, to condition ourselves to make ourselves as perfect as possible. Says the Michtam Eliyahu, Kasher niftar adam lebeis olamo, v'yavo el olam ha'emes. When a person is niftar, and they go to the olam ha'emes, yizgalu lefanav kol hadvarim kasher heim be'emes. He'll see truth. V'yedes kol hamon ta'u Yosef asher ta'a. And it will be clear all of the mistakes that were made. V'godel chata'a v'asher chata kol yimei chayef. Keinu b'li safek shahare ein yetzahar b'olam ha'emes. There's no yetzahara there. And therefore everything's going to be clear. V'ech yisharu lo shama ta'u yos. So how could it be possible that there'll still be any mistakes left? Amru Chazal, Erevin Yutes, Afil Risham Afil Apisol Shogehenem Enochozim Metshuva. V'utamua, Him Lo Yadu as Ras Avonosim Afilu Bolam Ahu. They won't admit, they won't recognize. Ach Zeu Bir Ha'inyan says Rav Dessler, Hayedia V'Hashi'ifa, Dvarim Nifradim Hema. Knowing something and striving for that are different things. Halo Tire, Asher Yirtzev Yis'av Ha'adam L'Dvarim, Im Ki Yada Shi'efsidos Briyuso. Sometimes somebody will eat something that's not healthy for them, but they'll eat it anyway, even though they know in their mind, but they're a bit misragel and they can't control themselves, because this is who they are. They eat. And therefore, if they eat this food, they're not going to be able to control themselves, even though they know in their mind it's not good for them. V'lo yuchal lihi natzal minataiva b'yidia. Just because it's known doesn't mean your she'ifos change. V'hine lo tikra tshuva el asher yazav esavonoso v'maisav arayim. Says Rav Dessler, tshuva is when you change and you improve the root of the ma'isim. Aval azivas ha-ma'isim meinen etzuliyah bi'adiyah bo'vad el b'she'ifa. We have to change our desires and our strivings, what we're striving for, what direction we're taking in life. If we don't do that, then our she'ifas are going to stay the same way. V'yigar lona chazal bozeh davar nifla ma'od. And that's what Chazal is telling us here. Kasher yamus ha'adam v'nafsho shav el olam ha'emes. Hein tavin ha-nefesh es ha-dvarim kasher heim. V'chol to yusei yizbaru lefaneha. Aval she'ifo seha ha-ros. We'll know in our mind, but we won't be able to control our actions, so to speak, because that's what we've been misragel to all of our lives. Aval she'ifo seha ros asher hayu lo b'chayeha kfar nikvu la v'hayu l'kinyan ha-nefesh. It's already part of who we are. Al kein av she'izbaru ha-ros l'nefesh kfi ha-mitasan mikol makom ha-she'ifos yisharu ba k'shehayu. That she'ifos will remain. And that's what it means. Afilo ha-pischa shel gehenim she'kfar roam et saras harak asher hi. Einam chozim b'tshuva ha-she'ifa l'ra'os ha'isal l'kinyan v'lo tipor en mehem, and it won't be able to be gotten rid of. He, by the way, says, I mean, the Tova is har be'yos v'mida peronos, kacha hu b'inyin ha-kfir b'tova. But first he says, also, kfir, somebody who lacks gratitude, are always focused on being takers and not givers. So then that's going to be his mida. Misha she'ifaso chumris v'umen anotlim asher lo yuchlu lahakir tova, that you can't be makir tov gam lebasov kasher yagi el olam ha'emes gam az yakofer b'tavasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can be kofer in the tovas Hashem then too. Hu yavin az v'yedes sorach hakaras ha'tova. You'll know how much hakaras ha'tova is needed. V'yad kama gadol avano minso ach lo yuchlucha lahargish b'hudo. You won't be able to do it, because he doesn't use the lashon esraglus, but that's the difference between the yediya and the she'ifa. But that is a second idea. How is it that the Rishoyim don't do tshuva, even a pispa shel gehenim? So, number one, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka does it in order to be able to not have kori tagar by those around. And Rav Dessler, the Hergol doesn't let them change. The Arvi Nachal suggests another idea. The Arvi Nachal in Parshas Pinchas quotes in the name of the Marsha, Ki Arasha machzik es atzmo latzadik. The Rasha thinks of himself as a tzaddik. Even in the Olam Emes, interesting, he'll be able to convince himself. Even when he's brought to Gehenim, he doesn't think that that's his last stop. Adain omer belibo shu tzaddik. He still feels he's righteous. Just like the tzaddikim pass through Gehenim, lahalos misham neshamos. Tzaddikim go through Gehenim in order to be able to be ma'al neshamos. So to the Rasha thinks he's going through. Va'ad shebola Gehenim, v'roa shoha'esh sarfaso. Right? He's only at the Pesach of Gehenim. So he thinks that's not his room. And until he actually gets in, he thinks in his heart, shu Rasha. Only then he realizes, V'oz marim lo bezen shomala kol prate ma'isav, k'di sheyastik lin shamayim ba'atzmo. Again, sometimes we convince ourselves that we're someone else. And we convince ourselves that we're right. And that also might be something that we would have even in the future. And finally, one other, a fourth and final approach, and that's from Rav Yeruchim. If you look in Masechah Shabbos, Rav Yeruchim notes the focus and the centrality of Yirat Shamayim. Right? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the source for Shas Mishnah, is based on the pasuk in Yeshayo Perek Lamed Gimel Vayamunas Itecha Chosin Yeshuas Chachmas Vadas. Right, every word teaches us a different seder. Emuna is a seder zroim because you have to have emuna to be a farmer. Tosas goes to Yerushalmi. Itecha, the time, is a seder moed. Chosen is Rashi. Loshen Yarshim vayde isha noldu Yarshim. Chosen is descendants. That's Nashim because through marriage you get descendants. Yeshua, salvation, is a seder nezikin because a person is saved from somebody who's mazikim. Chachma kachim das taras v'yafilo hachi. What's the end of the pasuk? Yiras Hashem hi otzarel. Yirat Shemayim. Yirat Shemayim is the treasure house, is the treasure. And then the Gemara continues and says, when a person goes to din, he's asked the six questions, as Rava notes, or the six statements, and still, Yiras Hashem hi otzarel. In ilo lo. If he has Yiras Hashem, so then great, it stays, the Torah lasts. And if not, then the Gemara gives a couple of mashalim. Mashal adam sharmal l'shlucho hali l'kuchidin l'aliyah. Somebody tells the shliach, bring me a kur of wheat to the attic. Halach v'helalo, and he brought it. Amalo, a raftalo b'en kaf chomtin. Did you put some chomtin in? Chomtin is some type of ingredient in order to guard the fruit that they don't get moist and they don't get wormy. Amalei lav, some type of spice or some type of a grain in order to dry it out. Amalei lo, alav, I didn't put it in. He says, Amalei mutavim lo talesa. You might as well not have brought it up because it's all going to go mad. It's going to get moldy from the moisture. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Arfuna kol adam sheish bo Torah ve'ein bo yiret shamayim dome legizbar shemasru lo maftechos apnimios umaftechos achitzonos lo masru lo behayil. Somebody has Torah without yiret shamayim. He has the inner keys, because Torah is, let's say, the ultimate, the central goal, but he can't get in. Yiras Shamayim is the way to get in. Rashi, Yiras Shamayim domel lepsachim chitzonim shederach lahem nechnasim lepnimiyim. That's how you get to the inner ones. Kach im Yiras Shamayim hu nasa chared lishmar vilasos. Then he'll be chared. He'll be careful to do. And Rav Yerucham picks up on this last line. V'im lav. And if he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, eino chash l'toraso. So then, you don't have to be choshesh for his Torah. What does that mean? You have to be choshesh for his Torah. So Rav Yerucham says, the Das Torah in Sefer Shmos on page Reish Mem Tes, he says, this Rashi is telling us Yisod Gadol. Yisod Gadol about somebody could be filled in Torah. But if he doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, Rashi says, Eino chash l'toraso. Because it's not going to be true Torah. Just like here, even in the Olam HaEmes, he's not going to be able to focus on it because he doesn't have Yirat Shamayim. Somebody doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, it's not going to work for him, says the Rav Yerucham. Hine kein gam yira min dargas ha-Torah hi. Ukamer hi amnum ha-pnim shel Torah. Even though it seems like Torah is pnim, but yira is the pnim of the Torah. Rashi says, "Eino chash l'toraso v'davar pella anu roim kan v'ein mevinim eich be'emes yitachin lios kazeh." How is it possible? La'adam sheyesh bo Torah, he has Torah. V'lo Torah z'lav milsos z'drasi, he has Torah. So what does it mean? Eino chash l'toraso b'chozos lo liyachash la aval kachu ki amachriach hama'amid shel Torah hi yira. Like the ingredient that kept the wheat dry in order that it lasts and doesn't get rotten, so too Yirat Shamayim helps Torah not get rotten. If somebody doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, then it's going to be rotten Torah. Ublo yira yuchalios mi odeyama v'lo yechash l'toraso. Right, and that's Bilam with all of the greatness that he had. Right, he was misguided. And that's this line, he ends off this piece, he quotes Ar Gemara. Ervin Yutes, Afila Pisco Shoganim in Chosem Machuva, Vexi Itachin, Elishazo, Miasod, Hagodol, Shall Enochash Lutaraso, Sheyodea, Umavin, the Enochash, Mavhil Ma'od. So those are four ideas relating to why Rishayim will not do Chuva even a Pesach Shel Gehenim. Number one, Hashem hardens their heart, so to speak, in order that everyone could realize the Tzidkus and the Mida Keneged Mida. Rav Dessler, you've just been misragel to this. You can't change yourself. The Arvi Nachal, they think they're just passing through. They don't think that they're really meant to stay there. And the Das Torah, Rav Yerucham, that without Yirat Shamayim, so then it's a different reality. And even the Torah is not going to be a proper Torah. Number one. Number two, maybe you could ask the exact opposite question. And that is, what are you talking about? A Pesach Shel Gehenim. A Pesach Shel Gehenim, it's already done. aren't you finished? You can't do it. You can't do tshuva. You can't do tshuva then, right? What is the Gemara asking? Avodah Zarah and Daf Gimel, right? The Umos HaOlam want another chance in the future, right? They want to Kadosh Baruch Hu to give them another chance. So they say, Amru Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Tanar Lona Meirosh VeNasena. Give him another chance. Amru Lefan of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shotim Sheba Olam, Mishatarach BeErev Shabbos Yochel BeShabbos. If you prepare the Shalant on Erev Shabbos, then you'll have Shalant on Shabbos. Mishalotarach BeErev Shabbos Meichan Yochel BeShabbos. It's too late. If you weren't Toreach on Erev Shabbos, then you won't have hot food on Shabbos. They ask the Achronim, you know, what's the whole Shaila here? Oh, they don't do tshuva, Pischa Shokahanim. Of course they don't do tshuva. It's too late to do any kind of tshuva. So you have to say that maybe it doesn't really mean literally Pesach Shokahanim. It's a little earlier. It means when the person is on his deathbed. And at that moment, it's supposed to be a time of inspiration. It's supposed to be a time that we recognize that we're going to have to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Gemara in Brachas? For most people, it works. Gemara in Brachas on Daf Hey, Reish Lakish says, La'olam yargiz adam yetzah tov al yetzah hara. Person should make victorious the yetzah tov al yetzah hara. That's what you should try to do. If it works, vim nitzcho mutav, vim lav, if not, yasok batorah. Im nitzcho, if that works, mutav. And if not, say kriyashma. Yikra kriyashma. So, yargiz yetzah tov, say, learn Torah, say kriyashma, and if nothing works, yaskar lo yom hamisa. Then remind him Yom HaMisa. Yom HaMisa, the day, and you have some time left, but it's not too much time left. Yaskul Yom HaMisa, that should inspire, and that's really what is being referred to here, says the Achronim. There are a couple of Gemaras that are quoted that seem to say that maybe people do tshuva, the Pesach Shel Gehenim. So one could always say there are exceptions to the rule. The Gemara in Bava Basra, in the fifth parak, on Daf Ayin Dalad, remember all the stories of that are brought there at the beginning of that parak. So one of them was, Amar Lei, one time Rabbi Arachana was walking and there was an Arab traveler who said, I could show you where Korach's swallowed up family is existing. Ta'ach b'lechablui to Korach. Chazoi Trey busy, they saw a crack in the ground, Kamafki Kutra, they saw smoke coming out of a crack between two rocks. Shaka Gvava De'imri takes some wool, Va'amshina B'mayi, soaks it in water, V'de'itzta Barosha, and puts it in between the rocks, to Rumcha with his spear, Va'ayle Hasim, and it comes out, and Kiafek Havi Echrech Achruche, and it was singed when it came out. Amarle Otzes Mashamis, listen to what you hear. Vishamis Tavi Amrin, Moshe Visaraso Emes. Moshe Emes Visaraso Emes, that's what they were saying, the Bnei Korach, the Hain Badoin. And those who argue are Badoin, are not true, are fake. The traveler said, Armalek called Tlasin Yomi Mahadilu Beganim. Every 30 days, this is what they say. The Rashbam says, every Rosh Chodesh, we discussed in the past, after Rosh Chodesh, not for now. But either way, you see the Blue Karach did Tshuva. So, what's the pshat? So one might say, okay, they do Tshuva in Gehenim. Right? At the Pesach of Gehenim, they didn't do Tshuva. But once they start getting into Gehenim, so then they do Tshuva. That's one. Number two, what about the Chiluk the Gemara has between Poshe Umos HaOlam and Poshe Yisrael? Why Poshe Yisrael? They would do Tshuva Pesach of Gehenim, the Chotem. But Poshe Akum wouldn't. So the Maharal writes something that he writes in other places as well, that a Jew is created with a Neshama Tahora. In Netzach Yisrael, at the end of the fifth parak, we have a Neshama. Alokai Neshama Shenasati B'Tahorahi. That's our natural state. Once we're put into this world in Olam Hazeh, that's where we sin, and that's where we're piled on with sins. But once we go back to our natural state, so then we're going to yearn to be connected to the source. That's for Bnei Yisrael, who have this Neshama Torah that they're created with that is naturally godly and connected to Hashem. V'zeki poshi Yisrael natzan Hashem Yisbarach b'hem neshama tahora. V'rak asha achar kach b'olam hazeh natu acharei rishus. V'leficha chetam davar mikre b'olam hazeh. As the Maharal writes often, their chet is mikre. It's not etzem, right? It's superficial. It's not part of who they are. Like the Rambam's famous discussion in Hilchas Gerushin in Perek Beis, that naturally every Jew wants to do the right thing. Aval shalo ba'olam hazeh, once we get to the next world, ain chotim. So there's no chote, umodim ala emes, v'chozrim bohem mitzat ki yesh lahem shorish tov. And that's what it says. He quotes the Gemara earlier on the daf of Ovrei Be'emek that we cry. They don't have this neshama Torah they're created with. Where does this Shema Torah from? Because Avram Avinu goes back to the descent to the our ancestors that we were Zoche. If somebody from the Umos Olam sin and there's wickedness, that stays. Meaning there's not an inspiration to come back to the Neshama Tahora because Bnei Yisrael have that. The Gemara in the continuation, just one more line, talks about how Avram Avinu stood at the Pesach of Gehenim and he was Makabel, anyone who has a Bris Mila. Asi Avram Avinu umasik lahu umakabalu barmi Yisrael, except for a Jew sheba baso v'tikochavim demashcha or loso v'lemavashka le Avram Avinu does not recognize. Some quote this as saying all znus is a problem, but the Marsha notes in Avodah Zarah and Daf Hey that's why Yosef Atzadik didn't want to be with Eshet Potiphar. Right, was Rashi quoted in Vayeshev Lishkav Lios Olamazeh Olamaba, even Olamaba, because he knew of this idea of Avram Avinu, his great-great-grandfather, that he would only get out if he would not be involved in this Avera. And finally, the Re Ben Yakar, one of the Mefarshim on Siddur, says maybe that's the pshat that we see in the bracha by Bris Mila. L'hatzel yedidus she'reinu mishachas, saves us from the depths. It's talking about Avram Avinu is going to save us from the depths because of that mitzvah. A little bit about tshuva at the Pesach of Gehenim. We'll stop here.